Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It was 6:40 in the morning. Friday was cloudy and dark in Chicago. I was working the food beat. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He's here, as he always is at this time on Friday, with restaurant reviews and news. He is the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Lieutenant Haynes, how are you today?
Good. What was that jelly donut record? I could top it.
Yeah, well, don't try. I recommend it.
Maybe my wife will let me eat jelly donuts if I tell her it's free. I'm in training. I'm trying to set a world record.
Yeah, you have bags of goodies today, and one of the bags weighs about 20 pounds. I'm afraid to open it, but that chocolate thing looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's a coffee cake. That's heavy. It was hard carrying up the stairs. They still haven't fixed the elevator in the building.
No, I know. We've got to work on the freight elevator for all this. And are those brownies?
Those are chocolate frosted brownies. So I brought them in from Jerish Bakery at 35 South Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove Village. They sent some or somebody brought in over the Labor Day weekend. We were all working 12-hour days, and they sent in some stuff to the station. I'm not saying that if you send stuff to the 16th District Station at 5151 Milwaukee, you're going to get mentioned on, but it couldn't hurt. But this Jerish Bakery, I had not previously heard about them in Elk Grove Village, and so I figured I went out there, and it's a great little bakery. It's in the mall
on Arlington Heights Road, right?
Yeah, 35 South Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove Village, which is a very nice ride from my house, from your house too, I think. But it's a nice old time bakery. They do a lot of cake decorating, and I mean artistic. They have all the examples, and you can even buy. It looks like you can even buy like the little cake toppers that people can put so you can make it at home stuff.
Nice.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, the studio smells like a bakery right now. they must have just baked this stuff you brought in.
Well, this is. Their three most popular items was the chocolate frosted brownies, their butter cookies, and this coffee cake, which weighs very heavily.
I'm not normally a coffee cake fan. Oh, I have to tell you.
I used on Sunday mornings we used to get it from the bakery every Sunday when I was a kid. So I love coffee cake, but I'll tell you something else that this place has that if you know this year. Again, this summer sucks, and the Wisconsin State Fair was canceled. So if you are missing the cream puffs from the Wisconsin State Fair, look, Dave's eyes just lit up.
Really?
they make the cream puffs.
He said cream puffs, Dave, not kale puffs.
they make the cream puffs like they have at the Wisconsin State Fair at Jerish Bakery. And they have, on Thursdays, the special is the cream horn, which is the same thing, but it's a different shape, but it's and you can buy these cream horns right there at Jerish Bakery.
I don't know about those, but I hear that they have cornbread, and that's something I really like.
They do. Yeah, they have cornbread. I didn't get any of that, and they didn't send it, so I haven't tried the cornbread, but I heard it was great. And they also have these things called cake shots, which I think is a nice little take on a single dessert for one person. And it's like an oversized shot glass, and they have different flavors. It's like a small cupcake, but you can eat them out of the cup. I thought that was a great idea.
I love these bakeries that have been around for a while. And as the case with you, I had not heard of this place.
Right. And I mean, I drive up through Elk Grove Village all the time. It's in a little strip mall. I must never have been in that mall before because they got a big sign. And
what's the name of it again?
Jerish Bakery, J-A-R-O-S-C-H. Both the spellings of these things today, both of them are a little. So J-A-R-O-S-C-H, Jerish Bakery, 35 South Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove Village.
Steve Grzanich already has made a request for you to leave that coffee cake from Jerish Bakery in the newsroom. That is the most spectacular looking coffee cake I've ever seen in my life. How would you describe that?
It's square. It's got like everything that you've ever thought a coffee cake would have is on this coffee cake.
All in one, and it's very heavy.
And held together with a lot of that glaze.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's get to the restaurant you want to talk about this week.
All right, so this week I got, it's called BG's Restaurant. It's B-I-J-E. BG's Pizza at 7455 West Irving Park Road. And the restaurant was recommended by Alderman Nick Sposato, who called me up because he was offended about my comments about firemen and not firemen not knowing good restaurants. And, you know, and so I apologize. Who knew firemen were sensitive?
Well, you acknowledge they're good cooks, right?
Right, they're good cooks. I said they didn't know a good restaurant, and they hang around the firehouse playing with their hoses all day. But sorry about that.
But, hey now.
I'm sorry, Alderman Sposato.
The cops, as you have pointed out, they know where to go because they have to have a quick meal. You don't get a lot of time for lunch, right? It can't be too expensive.
Right, because most of us are married.
And you guys are foodies.
Right. And so we know all the little neighborhood places because we spend a lot of time just looking at, people walking around the street and noticing buildings.
Sure.
So BG's Pizza is it's a popular neighborhood place. It's on Irving Park, west of Harlem, over by the hip there, and they have a secret pizza recipe from Lucca, Italy. I don't know
really?
What's secret about it. They wouldn't tell me.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, I could have investigated a little longer. I suppose I do have that ability. But
right, can you call a detective? Put somebody on this.
But they have a really nice thin crust pizza. I've said it before. I really like the thin crispy pizza, and they do it really well. They also have lemon chicken, which is one of their most popular items. With the big potatoes, and it's almost like Greek chicken, but it's just the breast, and it's a little bit breaded, and so it's sort of a combination between Greek chicken and like shrimp Dijon, but with chicken, you know?
Lemon chicken.
Yeah,
okay.
It was really good, and they have great meatballs. I love their meatballs.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good menu. What do we know about this place? Been there a while?
Yeah, it's been there. I mean, it's been there for years. I've been going. You know, we've been getting pizza there for years. This is the first time I tried anything other than the pizza. Their hours, you know, because of COVID, the hours are a little weird. They're usually open for dinner, 4 o'clock till about 10 o'clock. These days,
can you eat outside there or not?
I didn't see an outside place. But they do a lot of takeout.
Yeah,
and you can. They have a few tables inside. We most of the time we order to the station. So,
7455 West Irving Park. How do you pronounce that?
It's BG's.
BG's Pizza,
like the band, but with a J.
Got it. All right. You can't recommend enough pizza places.
And for Nick Sposato, also, if I could mention this too, he's having a support the police rally. I think it's next Wednesday, September 16th. Is that Wednesday? Wednesday or Thursday? September 16th from 6 to 7 p.m. outside the 16th District Police Station at 5151 North Milwaukee. He has it every year. Usually it's in June, but everything was postponed. So you'll have some people speaking, and it's usually a big crowd, and it's a nice little if you want to support the police, you're on the Northwest Side, September 16th at 6 o'clock at the 16th District. So
that's Wednesday, and what's the address of the 16th?
5151 North Milwaukee.
Okay, very good. We'll have the news here at 7 o'clock from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's some restaurant news first from the lieutenant. What do you got?
The Tamale Guy's restaurant is reopening Wednesday, or reopened this past Wednesday at 2018 West Chicago. Claudio Velez, who has become a folk hero in the COVID, as a tamale guy.
Yeah, he's been sick, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been sick, and he's still recovering. But all of his employees have tested negative for COVID, so they're reopening the restaurant. And, it's been one of the very few sort of a roller coaster story. It was a very heartwarming story early on in the COVID virus because he got shut down and got a restaurant, and now he got sick. So everything seems to be he seems to be recovering, and his restaurant's reopening, so hopefully it'll be a feel-good story of the COVID pandemic, but
almost
there.
We're always talking about restaurants closing, and I'm glad that you're talking about a place that's opening.
The Lincoln Ice Cream Company is opening today at 4919 on Lincoln, and they are going to have ice cream and some Cuban pastries. So I thought you and Marianne could go there.
Yeah, she'll want to go there.
Edmundo and Linda Moses, they're opening the ice cream company today at 12:30, and
good luck to them.
Yeah, they met there working at Due Amici Pizzeria, which was at the same spot. They were working there as like a chef, and so they got together. They eventually got the space, and now they're opening an ice cream place, which we can use more of now that winter's coming.
Well, you can always eat ice cream.
You know, it's hard to open all these businesses. It's really been difficult for any of them to open, let alone be successful. So I like to kind of go there and support them.
Sure. And have you had your last steak at Ronnie's?
Ronnie's, I'll tell you, Ronnie's Steakhouse is closing after 57 years in the Illinois building, or that they moved there when it opened. But Ronnie's has been around for 57 years. For those of us who remember the old loop, Ronnie's Steakhouse, I remember being like 19 or 20 years old, being home on leave from the Marine Corps, and that was considered like the first like grown-up meal I went out to with my friends, and it was a cheap steak place.
Yeah, I still remember the sign, I think. Right? It was like a steak for $1.99 or something crazy, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for these young kids who think the Loop is now a tourist attraction, the old Loop was a pretty sketchy neighborhood, but going down there to Mother's or Ronnie's Steakhouse or Rush Street when it was really Rush Street was a big thing from our youth, and this is one of the last places, the last vestiges of the old Loop.
Well, don't worry, because going forward here, all guests on our morning show will be receiving gift certificates for Ronnie's Steakhouse.
Really?
After they close. Lieutenant, thanks as always. Look forward to our visit again next Friday. Take care.
Hey, let's be careful out here.